Glenn Schmidt from Outdoor News joins us now. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Good. All right. We got a little snow out there. Weather always plays a role in any of our outdoor conversations. And certainly we've had cold enough weather, so we've got ice conditions. So let's talk about where we're at ice condition-wise here in central Minnesota.
Well, I think as of this morning, we're in that 8 to 10 inches, maybe 12 inches, give or take. You know, we haven't made a lot of ice here in the last week since we spoke last week. You know, it's just been weird. And then we had that snow on Sunday, a big wind behind that. It, you know, fortunately, it blew a lot of that snow around. So what you're seeing on the lakes locally now is obviously more snow, but some drifts that you're going to want to watch out for. I'm assuming there's water underneath some of these drifts. So the landscape has changed a little bit. Actually, the snow is a good thing. It was slippery out there, and getting a little snow cover on it now isn't a bad thing. So I'm starting to see some guys park on the shorelines, on the lakes, and then walking out or taking an ATV. I wouldn't recommend it yet. There's still a little, you know, variance in ice depths locally. Like I said, 8 to 12 inches, that's a pretty big window. And I'm still finding some of that 8-inch stuff. Talking to other guys, they're finding 8-inch ice. So temper back on the driving out a little bit. ATVs and side-by-sides seem to be pretty good. And you're starting to see some bigger houses, fish houses pulled out now with those machines. So avoid those drifts, and I think we'll be fine locally here. And then as you get up north, let's say from Brainerd north, man, they didn't get nearly as much snow. They're in, you know, excellent driving conditions. I mean, there's trucks being used just north of Brainerd on a lot of lakes now. The further north you get, you know, I'm hearing 15, 18, almost 20 inches ice on a lot of lakes when you get up north of Hackensack and Walker there. So they're driving on Leech Lake, you know, and they're starting to, you know, pull bigger houses out and use trucks. So all in all, it's in pretty good shape. The only issue we have, you know, with the wind that we had Sunday and then these up and down temps, you know, warm and then cold, and we got another cold front coming in. It has shifted and expanded this ice. There's some ice heaves and cracks you also have to watch out for at this point, especially along a lot of accesses and shorelines. They've started to buckle up already, so be aware of those as you head out. But overall, we're in pretty good shape.
How about the bite?
Yeah, it's been kind of funny. You know, until we had the snowfall, you know, we're always talking about, we preach this run and gun approach to fishing, whether it's walleyes or panfish or whatever you're after. You know, drill a lot of holes, stay on the move, run them down, right? Well, with this lack of snow cover, and I think it's because our lakes are getting to be so clear water-wise. We have so much clear water now, and this lack of snow that we had, and I'm still hearing it from guys up north are doing the same thing. The folks that are just sitting down and and waiting them out seem to be doing better. These fish were super spooky with a lack of snow cover on there. So, you know, you drill a hole or you drop your locator in a hole, you'd see fish, and you'd either get them or they'd be gone. They're just constantly moving. Any amount of noise seemed to spook them. So, just kind of a weird deal that, you know, like I said, we preach this run and gun approach to fishing, but these guys that have been sitting in their bigger wheelhouses and just waiting things out seem to be doing better than the guys that are running and gunning. And that's for panfish and walleyes. With the ice improving, obviously, Jay, we got more areas that are accessible to us as well. So things are a little bit better this week than last, as far as a bite and where people are getting to. And I think that's just the biggest thing, more accessibility and more people going out fishing. So, you know, you're just hearing better reports across the board for everything.
What presentation are you going with right now?
Well, for walleyes, you know, I jig a lot, but, you know, these dead sticks, the set lines and with, you know, bobber lines with you know, small to medium-sized minnows seem to be out producing the jigging spoon. In some cases, dramatically, you know, when you get on these bigger lakes, you'll call them in with a jigging spoon, you'll catch some fish on them, but there's no doubt everybody I've talked to is using this dead stick method now, and it seems to be the way to go. I mean, it's typically, after that, you know, that really good hot first ice bite, that tends to be the case. They're a little less aggressive, and I'm hearing a lot of this overnight stuff now with these wheelhouses getting out, walleyes biting on bobber lines after dark. And then panfish, pretty standard stuff, tungsten with plastic, tungsten with larvae, Euro larvae or waxworms. Seeing a lot of panfish higher up in the water column now, over deeper water. Still some green weeds, you'll find fish in there, but pretty standard stuff for panfish, and you know, don't be afraid to use that one-two type punch with walleyes, jigging spoons, and a bobber line, dead stick.
Glenn, people that have these elaborate ice houses that kind of feel like you're in somebody's living room or family room, and then they actually are doing some fishing, are they typically going to be catching fish, or are they just there for the environment?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, I laugh at it, man. They don't call it fishing. It's ice camping. I mean, that's the new term. You know, 2-3 years ago, we started hearing about people ice camping where, Yeah, catching fish is somewhat of a bonus. You know, if you're on a lake on a Friday afternoon and, about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, all of a sudden you'll see a lot of times three, four fish houses coming out behind pickups with families, and it's a group of folks and they set up together and they are basically camping. They'll throw some lines down, maybe fish a little bit with a little more intensity at certain times of the day. But yeah, it's certainly changed the whole ice fishing dynamic, man. It's a lot of people don't even go now until they can get these houses out and play cards. You can watch TV, watch a movie, watch a football game. You can do whatever you want. You know, same stuff you can do in your living room at home, and maybe catch a few fish as a bonus in between things.
So deer season, today's the last day for archery. Do we have some final numbers here?
Yeah, let's put a ribbon on this thing so we can stop talking about this deer season. You know, it's such a long season for archery guys, 100-day season. But as of this morning, we're at 185,209 deer. Archery, like you said, closes today. Those CWD hunts were held a week or 10 days ago. So we're up from about 170,000, I think 600 deer last year, which is, we had a pretty solid season. Firearms hunter shot 146,000 some deer. Muzzleloader went over 10,000. The archery thing, as I've talked about, interests me. Crossbow hunter shot 14,400 deer. Vertical bow hunters, a more traditional archery method, shot 4,300. So kind of a wash there. They both shot the same number of deer. But when it's all said and done, it was one of our better seasons in recent years. I think 2020, we were over 190,000 deer. So for sure, in the last 5 years, this is one of our better hunts that we've had.
Why was it one of the better hunts?
Well, we've had back-to-back mild winters. There was more deer on the landscape. We talked a couple of weeks ago up some of that northern Minnesota stuff where deer numbers have really taken a hit. They came back. There was just more deer shot. I talked to a lot of guys that hunted up there. Definitely saw more deer than they have the past few years. So it's amazing how much Mother Nature dictates, what these critters do and what we do in the outdoors. And back-to-back mild winters and certainly put more deer on the landscape. And a lot of areas had opportunities to harvest multiple deer with management tags, and I think they did that. So, just more deer, I think, is the biggest thing, and just more opportunity for folks.
Are you concerned that this will not be mild enough of winter that we could have some we could have some deer that that don't make it through this winter?
Yeah, it's a little early to tell yet. I mean, they're built for this stuff, right? They you know, I wouldn't say welcome it, but it certainly doesn't deter them to a point. We get a long drawn out, we start getting deeper snows, and then the combination with the cold, it's both factors play a part in how well deer do and other critters do. So right now, no, not an issue, but I think if this prolongs, we haven't had a real, I don't know if we will ever again, the good old Minnesota old-fashioned type winter. But the last couple of years have been super mild, and we see that in deer and turkey numbers and just about all wild critters and birds. And so the jury's still out. We're just getting into January here, so we'll see how it shakes out when we get into late February and March.
How about deer shedding their antlers?
Yeah, it's been kind of interesting, man. I don't know if it is because of, we've had so much snow, but typically deer shed their antlers, starting in mid-January, and they'll carry them typically through March. I've seen them at the end of March still have antlers on, but I'm seeing deer already that have shed it their antlers. I've talked to other guys that have seen it. I've got deer on trail cameras that have shed it antlers. And typically the bigger bucks tend to shed earliest. And from what I'm seeing, at least on the deer I've seen, it's the smaller bucks. I've got a 6-pointer been walking around. He shed it half his rack on, what was it, Saturday or Sunday? And as of last night, he still had the other half. But saw three in the last week locally that have already shed at their horns. So it's kind of a weird deal. I don't know. They start post-rut. The testosterone levels drop, and they're physically worn out. And so I don't know why it is. It's just something I'm curious to see if other people are seeing it as well. Like I said, I've talked to some guys that haven't. Maybe it's an early winter stress thing that they haven't experienced the past couple of years, but yeah, we had a couple of cold snaps, but I don't think that would do it. It's just something that I've noticed. Kind of interesting. It's early for that type of thing. I don't know why it is. Maybe it's an indicator of the winter we're gonna have yet, but just weird. I typically don't see that until we get into at least the middle of January.
Is this weather going to be great for those that do ice fishing contests?
Well, so far so good. I mean, especially up north, like I said, you don't have to go very far north, and we have very little snow. And then we had that big wind last Sunday too, and Monday of this week, a lot of that snow blew off the ice. So, like I said, travel conditions are good to excellent north of Brainerd right now, and we're going to make ice here the next week. Locally, we'll see. We need to, you know, they got to get, 15 inches, I would say, so they can start driving out and pulling bigger fish houses, you know, with bigger gear. And so we'll see. Right now, I'd have to say everything looks pretty good. We, you know, we didn't make a lot of ice locally, like I said, from a week ago, but everything changes so quickly. Who knows? Could be 50 degrees in 2 weeks. It could be 50 below in 2 weeks. You never know in this crazy state and this weather we've been having. Just been weird. So much up and down with the temperatures, man. Warm weather and cold weather. Like I said, some of these accesses are minimal or have been heaving up already. There's cracks developing that you typically don't see as much of. So the jury's still locally on that as well. But I think up north, unless they get a major, major snowfall that would hinder that, they're going to be in pretty good shape for those things.
Glenn, anything we haven't touched on you wanted to bring up?
Not really. Happy New Year, man. You know, right? I'll talk to you next year, as the old saying goes. It's been a pretty good year in the outdoors. I think hunting and fishing is, you know, we have some good things here in the state. People complain about a lot of things, but when it's all said and done, we're pretty fortunate to have what we have in our backyard here in central Minnesota and across the state. So take advantage of it. Get out and enjoy it.
If you want to get a subscription to Outdoor News, how can individuals do that? That could be a good New Year's resolution.
You got to read more. And we have pictures for those that don't care to read. So
there are pictures. I get that.
But just go to outdoornews.com and click on our subscription tab or call our toll-free number at 800-535-5191.
All right, Glenn, happy New Year. We'll talk to you again next year.
All right, Jay, you too. I appreciate it.
Glenn Schmidt, Outdoor News, joining us typically each Thursday at 840 here on WJON. So he'll join us a week from tomorrow. You can always find out more. Go to outdoornews.com.